here at the 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm speaking with one of the officers with the National Corn Growers Association. As a matter of fact, the first woman vice president of NCGA. Pam, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Sure. I'm Pam Johnson. I was elected in June, and October 1 will take the office position of first vice president of National Corn Growers Association.
All right. And where are you from?
I'm from Northern Iowa, farm with my husband and two sons in Floyd County.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the promotions that the corn growers have been doing. We're getting an update, here at the Farm Progress Show about NASCAR and the partnership with American Ethanol, with Growth Energy. I know you've been to a few of the races. What do you think about it?
You got to sum it up, it's pretty exciting. And we're here at the Farm Progress Show and in the Illinois Corn Marketing Board tent. Kenny Wallace is outside every day talking about the benefits of ethanol, not only to race drivers, but bringing the connection back to corn growers. Got a great reception there. I've been to races in Iowa with Indy, and now taking the step up to NASCAR is a great progression. And when you get a driver out there talking about the speed and the cleanness of the burning of the fuel and the power, the extra power they get driving a NASCAR car, and then bringing that back to the consumer. And I drive a car that can burn E85, and a lot of people are burning E10, and you know, hopefully we'll all have access to E15 as those NASCAR drivers are putting in their vehicles.
Well, because Indy is great, but there's not as many races, and you probably don't reach as wide of an audience and as diverse of an audience, I guess, as you do with NASCAR.
With NASCAR, we're reaching people outside the Midwest, all over the country, from Richmond out to California. And so we are getting the message out to a whole new group of people that need to hear the story told, and we think NASCAR is a great vehicle for that.
Well, speaking of telling the story, NCGA also very involved with USFRA, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, and that's really the whole focus of this alliance of groups and companies involved with agriculture. We're going to start up with some town hall meetings here in just a little while. What do you think about the mission of USFRA and NCGA's involvement in it, and really what you hope to accomplish there?
I believe it's really the right program at the right time, because we have found that we have a disconnect between the people that are out there on the farm and growing crops and those, all of the consumers, whether they be in small towns or in cities. And so we want to address that disconnect, and we want to do it in a common language that we can all resonate with. So when we say something, we can check back and say, you know, what did you hear? And do you have any more questions about how we do things, so that we can get the story of what happens on my farm to the person who is buying food and be able to have a dialogue about what their concerns are. And now we have the advantages with social media and a lot of different tools that we can connect better with them if we can use those tools. So I think USFRA is on the right track, and we're just getting started. We unveiled a lot of things today at a press conference here at the Farm Progress Show, so I'm excited about the program.
Well, speaking of engaging, you've already been taking an active role, but how do you feel about more women taking on this role of leadership in the ag organizations, being more visible, even if they can't get off the farm, using social media to connect? Because we've got a lot of vehicles for that now. It really seems like women can really connect with other women out there.
We can, and we've got a great story to tell. And I think, just for an example, at that Commodity Classic, I was fortunate enough to be able to be on a panel that talked about the Common Ground Program, which is a great program that we're doing along with the United Soybean Board and National Corn Growers Association. And we're giving a voice to those people that are on the farm and enabling them to talk to their peers. There's no token woman in leadership here. I've come up through the ranks just like all the men have done, and I look forward to working on the issues, and I'm just excited, very, very excited to be elected as the next vice president of National Corn Growers, and very honored to be the first woman to be elected as an officer of National Corn.
All right. Well, thank you very much. PM Johnson here at the Farm Progress Show. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.